joined here in the media center with the funny car number one qualifier, Courtney Force, with her second qualifying pass at 3.910 seconds at 326.16 miles per hour, securing her ninth number one qualifier of the season. Courtney, 10th. I do apologize. My stats were not updated. 10th number one qualifier of the season. Talk about that significant number and what it means to you and not only your team, you and your team, but just overall this season, how you guys have overcome everything.
No, it's been huge. You know, the credit is obviously owed to my entire Advanced Auto Parts team, every single crew guy that's been working on that race car and doing such an incredible and consistent job on it, especially, you know, Brian Corradi and Dan Hood. They've just done, you know, it's been a lot of fun for me to drive. You know, they've got that thing dialed in. And, yeah, I mean, we had a great number in Q2 yesterday that took us to that top spot. You know, I think we were looking to improve today and or at least, you know, have a little bit more consistency, but struggled a little bit. We, you know, the tire was slipping in Q3 and dropped a hole simultaneously and it tried to shoot me over to the wall. But I was able to keep it off and, you know, we're looking to have a better run on Q4 and didn't get it. But you know what? We were still able to take that top spot, which feels pretty good. And especially to hear it's our 10th. This season, it's pretty incredible. So, job well done by my team for Chevrolet, for Peak, for Monster Energy, for Auto Club, for all of our sponsors, and especially Advanced Auto Parts. It's a you know, this is exactly how we'd like to go into the second race of the swing.
It's fun when you're like you're on a roll like that.
Yeah, of course it is. You know, when we feel like we've got the car figured out and. Have everything together. I think we were looking for a little bit more consistency throughout qualifying, but, you know, I think it's there. You know, our numbers are there. You know, looking at the early times of our car down the track, we just got to get it figured out a little bit, a little ways down. But, you know, I know that my guys have a handle on things. I've got a lot of faith in them that we'll be okay in race day tomorrow. And, you know, we have a tough first-round matchup. I believe we're facing Worsham in the first round. So, yeah, I mean, you know, they've got a good car over there. We're just going to have to bring it all to the table and get this thing figured out. You know, obviously we had it running good with the cool conditions, and tomorrow it's going to have to figure it out in the heat. So we'll be ready for it. We're excited and just really happy for my team.
Has your mentality shifted since you were able to clinch a spot in the countdown already this season?
No, you know, mentality doesn't change. Whether we're locked into the countdown of the championship or not, we still have the same goal each and every time we come out here. You know, it's looking for those bonus points throughout the qualifying runs. You know, we only got a few this weekend. You know, I think we were hoping to do a little bit better. But the most important thing is going into race day. It's how we finish the weekend, and we're hoping to finish it strong. We had a pretty good outing over in Denver till my dad took us out. But you know, he did a great job with his team. He was on fire all day long, and I was happy to see him get that win at the end of the day. But no, I mean, we're looking to, I guess, you know, come back this weekend and hopefully end up in the winner's circle here. I've won this race before with my team, and it'd be really awesome. I already told Brittany, I think this is the one we'd really love to double up at because of our love of wine country.
Awesome. Thank you. Best of luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.